You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. We have the Cowboys practice report, latest from baseball, and more here for you. Over the next 5 hours, we're going to talk a lot of sports with you. Wolchuk's Top 10 coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. We'll get you the G-Bag of the Day champ. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy scout, the Super Bowl champion himself. You got Jacob Ray in for Lucius Alexander today, as I believe Lucius is under the weather a little bit, along with Chop.
It's the flooding.
Oh, the flooding.
The flooding in the house.
Oh, his house,
man,
is flooded.
Yeah, it's a bad situation.
No. I had that situation a couple of years ago. It's brutal. So send some love to Lucius. Let him know that he is missed, and help him out with that flood situation. Yeah, we had wood floors and... Dude, the water gets under the wood floors, and they got to bring the demo crew out there and the mold crew and then getting everything. It took us months before our kitchen was even back. I think it was close to a calendar year. They were basically doing dishes in a bathroom sink and basically living with paper plates.
Mm.
So that's a very stressful day. Send Lucius some love on social. But, yes, Choppy is sick. I know some different viruses are going around out there, so I mean, might be a good time to bring back a little social distancing. You know, I never mind that. Okay, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Send Chief some love. He is off today for his youngest daughter's birthday, the three-year-old now. She's three. So hopefully they're having just the time of their lives. Okay, we'll get the Cowboys official practice report here in an hour or two. Tyler Guyton was on the courts today. Got to get him back. Other than CeeDee Lamb, If I would give you Guyton, Diggs, and Clowney, is Guyton the most important after Lamb to get back?
I kind of feel like, and Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they need Clowney.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
At defensive end.
I would take Clowney. I mean, I do think obviously.
So you want Guyton back. You saw Nate Thomas, and he certainly struggled. And Guyton needs to play. I mean, that's been the whole thing.
Sure.
He needs the reps. But I think you're right in terms of your defense. I think you still were able to score points and move the football, even with the struggles. Absolutely. You noticed a massive difference in your run defense and being able to set the edge without Clowney. So that's a great – I forgot. I mean, I just assumed Clowney was going to be good to go with the extra time off.
Yeah, I think that to me, if I had to power rank him, Clowney, I'm going to throw Diggs in there. And I know I've asked you guys this question yesterday about do you put Diggs in there at all costs, and I thought you guys gave some really good answers. But I think you need to try and find a way. You know, are your best three Diggs, Revelle, Bland? And I think you're having some. You know, last week you had some struggles. You've had some struggles with Bland.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have some struggles with the rookie. I mean, the thing to me, I just believe this with my heart. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be wrong about this. I believe that Diggs is playing for something right now. He's playing for his NFL life.
Yes.
And I mean this in a, if he goes out and plays well for the Cowboys, maybe there's not that thought of like, we're going to move on from you.
Yeah.
Whereas if they do move on from you, now he's got to put the tape out there that allows teams, like guys like myself that used to do pro personnel stuff, like, here, guys, I'm going to break down the film for you of Diggs. Let me show you all his plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a bunch of trash plays on there, then you're not going to get much less, you know, people going to say, well, we'll sign you for the veteran minimum, that kind of thing, where he was making, you know, $26, $28 million a year.
Okay, so speaking of Diggs, Shoddy had a longer answer about him today, and multiple Cowboys writers that were there, I believe Calvin Watkins specifically remarked that it was an interesting choice of words. Shoddy said Diggs is still in the ramp-up period. He does feel healthy. I know he wants to play, but at the end of the day, we have to do what we think is in the best interest of not just him, but also the team. When you miss time, there's a ramp-up period for not just your body, but your mind, figuring out the defense, and there's some new faces in the huddle. I love him as a player, but ultimately he's got to show us that he's ready to do everything the right way.
Okay. This is where I believe that we had this discussion that maybe he didn't practice very well last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and listen,
attitude and effort.
I don't know the attitude. I don't know the attitude nor the effort. I do know that there were some questions. Was he fit the way he practiced?
Okay.
That's the questions that I were told. There's no reason for him to have a poor attitude. Just for the reasons I gave you guys. I don't know how you can, you know, go out there. Now, if he says, hey, it doesn't matter. And I think, Dawson, you said this yesterday. He just said $500,000. Ah, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe he's to the point now where he's like, you know what? I don't want to play for the Cowboys anymore.
Yeah.
I think if he did that, we would have had him come out, or somebody would have said, We're just keeping him on the, you know, we're going to keep him on the list, and that's it. We're not going to activate him. We're not going to use him and all that. But the fact that he was trying to come back, I think he's trying. Now, the team might be looking at this like, hey, you've got to look better practicing if you're going to be on the 48 this week.
I wonder if he's kind of doing that by. Because you have Clarence Hill that's asking the question. Diggs told us that he was fine, that he wanted to play, that he was good to go. So in a sense, like, if the team's holding you back, the team's saying you're not ready, right? But then Diggs goes to the media and says, no, I am ready. So he's somewhat there's a disconnect there.
He's trying to put it on the team that they're holding me back from not playing. But in the evaluation of it, like, listen, as a team, why would you not want Diggs on the field?
Right.
I mean, you could
talent-wise
say.
Talent-wise,
yeah,
I agree.
You could say, well, he hasn't played very well, Brian. I mean, that's why they don't want him on the field, because he hasn't played very well. But I don't know how you could not say that he's probably one of your best three cornerbacks out there.
Sure.
You know, and if I'm the Cowboys, I would. If someone needs to come out and tell me, like, listen, hey, we're done with Diggs. We're done. We're not, you know. But right now there's this kind of this game of, well, he thinks he's okay, but the way he's practicing, he doesn't look okay.
And I like how Shoddy wants everybody to be all in, and we're going to practice the right way with enthusiasm and aggression, and we're going full speed, and we're trying to get after it. But I think at the same time, you kind of owe it to everybody on the team to put your best players out there on game day. And I don't think even like a 90% or an 85% of Trayvon Diggs would be worse than guys like Tryquez Bridges and Reddy Stewart and probably Revel, at least the game that Revel had last Thursday night. And you'd want options as much as possible to problem solve as the game is going on, depending on who is getting torched. So that's an interesting one. But I think the big takeaway after reading all that and listening to your guys' thoughts is neither party trusts the other one. And that's probably the clearest sign that it needs to head for a breakup. But the Cowboys could benefit tremendously from having Trayvon Diggs on the field, and Trayvon could benefit tremendously himself by going out there and playing well. So both parties should be motivated to get him on the field.
They're absolutely, unless on Diggs' end of it is he's done with this place.
Sure.
If he's done with this place, then he just another week goes by.
But I imagine you love football, and if it's not money or the Cowboys, you still want to be known as a good player.
I think he might want to be known as a good player somewhere else. That could be the possibility. I'm not saying I'm hearing that.
I believe
from him.
That. Yeah.
He might be thinking like, listen, I'm not a big fan of the trainer. I'm not a big fan of the defensive coordinator.
The owner who talked trash all offseason.
And traded my best friend away and all that.
There's lots of reasons.
Like I said, he walked away. You brought it up. $500,000. He just said, it's not worth my headache to be there. Yeah. Take my $500,000.
But also, does he love football? And that question comes up with Diggs a lot. And I don't know that he doesn't. Yeah. I mean, anytime I've been around Diggs, he's been really awesome. But that is a question that comes up a lot when you're talking to people about him.
I could not see playing at Alabama and not loving football.
Yeah, for Nick Saban.
But I think there's an element of how much do you really love football if everything in your environment is not
to where you want it to be.
Where you want it to be.
Okay, from one star player here in DFW or former star player, and maybe that's the case with this guy as well, but Evan Grant writing in the morning news again today, more stuff on the idea of trading Corey Seager. MLB teams have interest in him, but would the Rangers be willing to trade him was the headline. Grant notes in the article, if they are going to trade him, this might be the last calendar year where they'll be able to get something of value in return. He has like 6 years and $180 million left on his contract. So it's kind of an Anthony Davis type of situation where we want the Mavs to trade Anthony Davis before he gets too old or hurt again. And injuries have been a factor with Corey Seager. So you can start to build for the future. According to two people with knowledge of dialogue and conversation, several deep-pocketed teams, including the Red Sox, have noted the Rangers' financial approach to the winter and have expressed interest in Seager. While the Rangers have noted the interest and haven't explicitly said he's unavailable, they haven't engaged in deeper discussions as of yet. Other teams, Atlanta and the Yankees, are interested. Seager's going to turn 32 in April, so he's not that old, but 32 is a pretty key age. 32 to 34 is the decline for middle infielders. Based on the market and his position, there's reason to believe that if he were a free agent, he could still get more than that. So teams are looking at the contract, at least for the foreseeable next season. This is a bargain to get Corey Seager at $30 million or so. You know, I think the Rangers should have brought everybody back and seen if a new manager could change the dynamics that had maybe gotten a little bit of stale or complacent or whatever it was. But they don't want to do that. So it does make sense if you're not in a championship window to trade your veteran players who have contract risk for prospects to start building for the future. I do wonder if CY is getting a little impatient here, though. And it started with Simeon for Nimmo, which was basically a net wash, a money swap.
Yeah.
I don't believe the Rangers want to trade Corey Seager. I think if there is Corey Seager frustrations, it's the availability. It's the constant, gosh darn it, we've got a hamstring soft tissue injury. You're out a month. You're on the IL, and you're somebody that makes this offense go. I think this is the Red Sox leaking it. They're interested in the player. I don't think there's been some serious conversations here, and the Rangers would have to be blown away by an offer if indeed they were to trade Corey.
Yeah, I've been texting with my guy who's a general manager in Major League Baseball, and I asked him, I said, hey, boss, Seager getting moved? And he says, I doubt it. And I said, then the next question is asking too much for him. I'm getting a response back, and we'll see what
we get. I mean, okay. I'd love to know, what could they get from Boston? Are they looking at one of their young players? I mean, is it like a Trevor Story in prospects? Is it Tristan Cassis? I mean, what would the return look like? But I don't think the Rangers really have any intent on moving Corey unless, like I said, it's an offer that they can't say no to.
I mean, top prospects is what this team needs right now. The path.
Jared said that yesterday, remember, because he was talking about how prospects are for the major league team. You either use them in trade value or they help the club.
So, And right now you need young players to come help this club to go open up the next championship window, and you just got Walcott. That's about it. And then some pitchers that, might be pretty good as they develop. But if you could get a couple of, guys that have a decent chance of being all-star players when they get to the big leagues, and you're giving up Corey Seager for that, I get it. But if you're just moving on because you want to shuffle the deck from guys who brought you your first championship, then I would just prefer that they would go about it a different way. Okay, man, you want to know why the Mavs should tank and trade away quality veterans. A.J. Dabonsa for BYU last night had one of the best college basketball games you'll ever see. He looks amazing. He looks like something between Kevin Durant and Kevin Garnett. 28, what? 9, and 6. Yes, Dabonsa is that dude. His second half alone, 22, 7, and 5. He scored or assisted on 34 of BYU's 45 points. He single-handedly outproduced Clemson in the second half of the
single-handedly?
Game. Single-handedly, he was responsible for more points than Clemson was able to put up.
Yeah. But
I mean, you're looking at an ideal frame, the defense, rim protection, offense, and obviously with his assist totals, he's not afraid to pass it.
Last night was date night with me and Michelle.
Uh-huh.
Michelle was not paying attention to me because she was sitting at the table watching this game.
Nice.
Wow. She was looking up the screen. She goes, BYU just beat Clemson in basketball. And then I went back and go, what? Because I had my, you know, I'm one of these guys, I have to sit with my back to the TV if I'm with somebody. Because I'll watch.
Well, we know that from the show.
I will look.
Guys,
up.
Look at this. Look what's on the screen right now.
But I, you know, so Michelle was watching. She like goes, oh, the Knicks are playing tonight. So she knows where the TVs are and stuff. So she was sitting there, but oh, she goes, this looks like BYU just beat Clemson.
Yeah.
So it must have been our guy that was going
he's
off.
Mesmerizing. I totally missed this. We had a heck of a night last night, and it was not involving watching television, unfortunately.
Hey, my general manager buddy, I asked him if I could circle back about the baseball. He got back with me real quick on this. I said, is it asking too much for him? And he says, it's just not that. That's a very big contract for a team to take on in addition to player capital. It would take to acquire very few teams in that pool. So it seems unlikely to happen. Also hurts the Rangers for future big name free agents.
Ooh.
It would like to have to be, I can't say no type of deals. What they're saying. So
I think they kind of made their decision by moving Marcus. I think they needed to split the two up. I think Kevin's talked about this as well. I mean, there was something off in terms of that clubhouse last year, and then Marcus was the one that was very outspoken about it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At the end of the season, and I do think that had to have rubbed some players the wrong way inside of the clubhouse there. So Marcus was the one they got a player that they coveted in Brandon Nimmo for. Once they found the money. Yeah, yes, but I do think they really do like Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah, okay.
But it matched. Player also feels a need, and he is one of those guys they do think is a veteran, is a leader that can help with some of these young players, especially since you got Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford who are young and up and coming in the outfield right now. So that made sense for them. I don't think Corey is a guy that's going to be off the team.
We're getting texts in that the Tolos need the video stream on Twitch. I think Carter's out today.
Was Carter on vacay?
So maybe we'll get that figured out one way or another. Let us know if that stream is up yet. Okay, we got the champ on the other side. The top 10 coming up. Wolchuk, where are you taking it?
Well, let's keep the basketball conversation going. We got bad news on my guy, Derek Lively. Yeah. The top 10 NBA players whose careers ended too soon. 877-881-1053. We'll do that next in the Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Time for the champ in the top 10. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We'd love it if you could get onto 105 through thefan.com/donate. We're restocking the shelves of the North Texas Food Bank for the holiday season. Just a $1 donation gets a meal for a family. 105 through thefan.com/donate. Get on there. It helps all sorts of North Texans here that need food. And for the holiday seasons, nobody should be going hungry. All righty. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup. Jacob Ray in for Lucius. He's got the champ. Afternoon, Jacob.
Afternoon, gentlemen. G-Bag of the Day champ time. The champion going for 2 days, won yesterday. It's Zach Wolchuk.
What?
Walked off during the break and came back feeling a little goofy.
Buffalo's got some sex appeal, don't they?
No, they miss tackles at the highest rate in football.
You're telling me Drake May, possible MVP, that guy's not sexy to you?
No, he's
sexy to you.
He's got it going.
You don't think Pat Sertan is sexy?
What got into you, Wolchuk?
I don't know. I just had a little. I like it. I just took some more espresso.
The espresso.
That would make sense.
Machine is doing it for me, guys. I am
playoff football. You know, it just brings it out of my guy.
And the Eagles are about to get their bums licked or kicked tonight.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Oh.
Which one is it, licked or kicked?
Both ended up happening, thank goodness. Screw you, Eagles.
Yeah. That's a glorious champion audio. It's probably destined for five-time status.
I don't know about that.
We got the champ facing challengers every afternoon at 5:30, right before we get to L.A. Live here in the G-Bag Nation. All right. Of course, Jake Ferguson show tomorrow. Looking forward to catching up with Jake. It's time now for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 2:20. Here's Zach with an H.
All righty. 877-881-1053. NBA players whose careers ended way too early due to injuries. Now, I'm hopeful that this does not happen to my guy here, but Derek Lively is going to undergo season-ending surgery on his foot. He's young. He could be an absolute star in this league. But availability is the best ability, right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Lively has not been available. Now, big picture for the Mavs, if your team tank here, this is okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're shutting Lively down for the season. Let's get him healthy. Let's regroup for next year.
Get Gafford and Davis out of there, and you won't win the rebound war for the rest of the season. That's a big step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Of the tank. I do think it's very unfortunate that right as he got drafted, the bleep was hitting the fan with Casey Smith, the best trainer in NBA history.
True.
Thanks to Nico. And then they got rid of him and brought in some guys that weren't even licensed to do the job. job, so you kind of wonder how differently it might be at this point for Lively. But on that note, I think that's got to be on Cuban's like top five to-do list to see if they can get Casey back in the house.
How about if I told you a little Mavs story real quick?
Please.
I'd love it.
I heard some whispers that Cuban's kind of at the little kids' table.
Really? At the little kids' table?
Yeah, at the little kids' table.
He's not at the big kids' table yet?
No.
Oh,
no.
Gosh.
But he wants everybody to believe he's at the big kids' table. But he's really, like, there's some people in the organization that are like, yeah, okay, Mark, thanks, appreciate that.
Yeah. Kind of they want to do things their way, I can imagine.
Yeah. And it makes it seem really good that Mark's trying to help out and all that and willing to do so. But it sounds
like a PR
like,
move.
It sounds like to me there's a couple of people in the organization that are like, okay, thanks, Mark. That when stuff gets brought up. So
yeah.
If there's a big swing in a deal kind of a thing, I think this is going to be Jay Kidd, and I think it's going to be DeMont. I think those are the guys that are going to be the power dudes for getting stuff done.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, okay. That's where I think this is. Keep an eye on this. I was just talking to some folks. I said, well, how's Mark doing? I said, was he really kind of in the middle of it? No, he's kind of at the little kids' table.
And like when we need to talk to him or we want his opinion, we'll go over there and say, okay, Mark.
But it sounds
but otherwise
like,
you stay seated.
It sounds like that Jay Kidd's got some swinging a big stick over there right now.
I like that. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, that there's a guy who
knows
personnel.
There, but I was just remember when you guys.
No,
were
I mean
talking
we're talking
about
Mavs. Sense. That's great insight. I mean, there is a clip going viral now. Our buddy Tim McMahon, quoted on his podcast, The Hoop Collective, saying, quote, the Raptors have not been the same since former Nick and potential future Maverick R.J. Barrett went down. So you've got that Toronto-Dallas possible AD trade rumored. Maybe R.J. Barrett's one of the pieces the Mavs are looking at to bring back in return for Anthony Davis. I don't know. That's just
not
a needle
mover that much for me.
Drop for him.
Yeah. I mean, is it an expiring contract? Is that the value
I would
there?
Hope. I hope so, because I'm not a huge R.J. Barrett guy.
I just want draft picks and young players back and expiring contracts to make it work.
Yeah, let's open up cap space. Man, he's playing on a 4-year, $107 million rookie extension with the Raptors. So when does this sucker end here? It might be expiring. I think we might be good here with R.J. Barrett's. Nope, he's got another year after this one, and then it's gone. So he's 2027. He's an undrafted free agent. Is it undrafted?
Unrestricted.
Unrestricted free agent there for R.J. Barrett. So you'd have to deal with him for another year, but that might not be terrible. All right, let's get to some of these NBA careers that were ruined due to injury. We do start, honorable mention, shocked he's not in the top 10.
Pacific Northwest area.
Yeah, Greg Oden.
Yeah, this is my personal hell. Was Greg Oden on the outside looking in?
Yeah, I can't believe it. This is complex sports with the list, by the way.
Was Brandon Roy hurt, too?
Yeah.
Yep, he was a hurt guy.
Had 4 or 5 great years.
I think Brandon Roy did make it pretty high on here.
Did he?
He's going to be somebody that I believe, because I'm scrolling, and Brandon Roy's on 11.
Mm. Wow, there's 10 bigger than that? Right on.
Number 10, and I don't know. I don't think this qualifies. I mean, maybe.
You doubt your own list over there?
Well, I mean, can't say that it's mine.
I do that on Krusty's Corner every day.
But Yao Ming at number 10?
Oh, yeah, I had his back go bad there in 2009 or
but
something.
He still played from 02 to 11. But you're right. He developed osteomyelitis in his big toe.
Sounds painful.
That sounds awful. Then his fourth season, he had a broken bone in his foot. After that, he had a broken knee while having his best season. And then the year after that, he had a microfracture in his left foot. So he did deal with a lot of injuries when you look back at Yao Ming. 9 is T-Mac, Tracy McGrady. Now, I guess there was a debate that would go T-Mac or Kobe. Now that looks foolish. But at the time, back in 2003, you had Tracy McGrady, who dropped 13 points in 35 seconds and alley-ooped to himself. That is freaking insane. But then he had microfracture surgery, and he was never quite the same. He had shoulder issues, nagging back spasms, knee injuries, and then eventually was a bench warmer for the Spurs. So maybe just never really reach the true heights of his potential there.
No, he did not. Offensively, I think at the height of his powers, he was the equivalent to Kobe as far as being dangerous and being able to give you 30 no matter who was on him. I would say Kobe was, significantly better on defense and overall the competitiveness, the drive, his health, all that made him a clearly better player historically. But there was a window of time there where T-Mac was unguardable.
Larry Johnson.
Grandmama.
Yep. Oh, Grandmama. Knicks fans vividly remember Larry Johnson for his contributions on the court and undoubtedly never being the same guy he was for the Hornets after his back injuries. His first few years, he was a force at power forward. He averaged 20 and 10, and then his back went out, and he retired after only 10 seasons because of the chronic back problems, which possibly
really good
cost
career.
A trip to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I mean, those numbers were outstanding. Penny Hardaway. Oh, shout out to Lucius.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's his guy.
Lucius was a big Penny Hardaway guy. He comes in at number 7 on the list. Of course, the serious knee injury in 1998 robbed him of his abilities on a Magic squad that was still recuperating from the Shaq leaving to L.A. But Penny Hardaway could have been an all-timer. Unfortunately, his career cut short. 6. I don't know that I agree with this one. This guy played a long time. Chris Webber.
Oh, yeah, he had the knee. He was incredible for a long time, though.
I guess, yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, he played from 93 to 2008. Career stats, averaged 20, almost 10, and then 4 assists per game. Like, the dude played
great passer
for a long time, yeah. But he did have a career-altering knee injury in 03.
High basketball IQ.
Okay. Oh, yeah, loving to take timeouts. I don't love Chris Webber.
I'm just throwing that shot in there.
Grant Hill at 5.
But he was part of those Kings teams. He was like the missing piece for those Kings teams that nearly knocked off the Lakers.
They were awesome. Yeah. I mean, with Vlade Divac and Mike Bibby. Isn't one of those guys their coach now? Doug Christie? See the coach?
Doug Christie.
Doug Christie, yep.
Was he the one whose wife was fighting people?
She
got wild.
She went on the road with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh, I bet she did.
She was traveling with her.
Very possessive.
Very possessive. Yeah, yeah. We had the, he was on the leash in the weird bondage setup there.
Next door was Marv Albert. He was doing the same thing.
Oh, Marv.
It was a basketball thing.
Bunch of basketball guys with their kinks.
Marv was there doing a game for
the Kings.
And then
Oscar De La Hoya was down the hallway in a dress.
They're all kind of wearing stuff, you know.
That Dennis Rodman was weird. Wait till you hear this.
Grant Hill at 5.
That was what, ankle and leg, something like that? What'd he have? Ankle? Bad ankle?
It was mostly ankle, wasn't it? Yeah. And
ankle leg, ankles, I think.
I could see that. That's appropriate because, I mean, he had a claim for second best player in the game after Jordan there in the late 90s.
A lot of what ifs.
Yeah. He still had a really good long career, and once he figured out how to stay healthy, he was still very good for a long time.
Triple-double machine, but, man, that was, he did. He just had a bunch of
I worked with his dad for a long time.
Good dude.
Yeah. Calvin Hill.
Good old Calvin.
Yeah.
Larry Bird coming in at 4.
Wait a minute. He played a long time.
Despite playing 13 seasons for the Celtics and leading a Hall of Fame career, we all know he's one of the greatest, but he may have gone down as even greater. 3 of his final 4 years, he missed 20 or more games, and by his final year, he was hardly what fans and analysts knew him to be.
Larry Legend.
Due to injuries. Yeah. But gosh, dude, you play 13 years? Come on. Pete Maravich.
Yeah, I still don't see anything as painful.
Pete Maravich, LSU guy.
You win 3 championships, and it's like, oh, too soon. Give me a break.
No, it's like Oden and Roy. Their careers weren't able to get off the ground.
How about Len Bias?
Len Bias was on here as well. He was just on the outside looking in. Bill Walton is at 2.
Bill Walton, that with the knees, man. He was
Bill
bad,
Walton,
man.
that's a tough
They
one.
Won the championship with Bill in 77. The next year, they're 60-10, and he breaks his foot.
Well, it's his foot and his back. There were problems, right?
And he won the MVP.
His foot was the main thing,
77, man. That's when they knew nothing about medicine. That's what you talk about Pete Maravich on that list.
Yeah.
Pete Maravich was like one of the greatest players ever. But they didn't know anything about how to get the guys right when they got hurt. They didn't have the modern medicine to kind of help them get better. Like a knee injury was like death.
You're done. Yeah, torn ACL. You're done.
It was done.
It's sports death.
You're
is
over.
What it was. Yeah.
Mm. They would call it a knee blowout. Yeah, blew out his knee.
Yeah.
Never play again.
Now never. It's in a cast up to his hip.
That's awful.
Yeah. Way to go.
Jay Williams was on here.
That's a motorcycle accident, wasn't it?
As well. Yeah. Career-altering motorcycle accident in 2003, won the Naismith Award next year. Boom, that happened to him. But number 1 on the list, and again, I mean, I think very, very debatable here, but it is, this one might be a good one. It's Maurice Stokes, who a lot of people might not know about except for Brian because he was in the 50s here.
Yeah.
But
blew out his knee.
Who did he play with, the Philadelphia Warriors?
Rochester and the Cincinnati Royals.
Cincinnati Royals, that's Oscar Robertson's team.
Yes. But he was eventually left paralyzed. He had a brain injury.
Oh, gosh.
And then he was left in a coma after a severe head injury landed on his head during a game. And then he stayed in the game couple days later ends up going to the hospital, and that's when they put him in the coma. Just crazy. That is a wild story.
Did we say Derrick Rose? We did. We do Derrick Rose?
Derrick Rose, honorable mention on here. That is a good one, though, because Derrick Rose looked like he was ascending to be one of the all-timers.
I'll tell you another one. How about Chris Bosh? With the blood clots. Yeah.
Amari Stoudemire from the 469, Larry Johnson, Skyline High School.
Yeah,
also,
Skyline.
Were all honorable mentions on this list. I think that you could have subbed out quite a few of the top tens for some of these honorable mentions. Because a lot of the top ten guys still have very good careers.
13 years, whatever.
It's just like great to elite, I don't know, or good to great. That's kind of the stuff they were looking at there with their careers being cut short. But, yeah, there's some of the NBA guys who dealt with a lot of injuries. And I hope Derek Lively doesn't end up on this list.
Yeah, they should like poll fans or gauge fan angst over historically bad injuries that just crushed your dreams. If you've won multiple championships or played 10 seasons, there's no way it compares to the pain of, you know, drafting a guy and thinking he's going to be an all-timer. Like, I would put Zeke over a lot of these basketball players. I know it's a basketball list, but Zeke was amazing for 3 years. And then it's like, what? He's only 26 years old. Why is he so slow all of a sudden?
Where would you put substance abuse on this thing? Because I started thinking about Roy Tarpley.
Oh, Roy Tarpley.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, from the Mavericks. That's what I was thinking about. Like a career that looked so promising cut short because of.
Yeah.
But that's health related, right?
Well, you could go Justin Blackman. You know, if we're just including other sports, like with the Jags.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were the alcoholism. The alcoholism, but anytime he played, he was absolutely incredible. Yeah. So there's a lot of players that probably dealt with that stuff as well that you could do a list out of.
Okay, we got coming up at 3 o'clock, 10 questions that must be answered in the final month of the Cowboys season. But coming up next, college football. Wolchuk, what's in store?
Ooh, let's do the college football. Darty, shots fired at Notre Dame. Troy Aikman's never doing this again, and would you eat it? That's next in the nation.
Okay, I want to chat about the Frankles with you before we do that, because if you get hurt in an accident due to somebody's neck.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Negligence, you're going to love having the Frankels on your side because they make sure you don't settle for less. And it could be massive, six or seven figures easily. Unfortunately, the guilty parties, you know, they try to blame you. And then when that doesn't work, they try to get you to settle for less, a lot less. And they'll put the fancy insurance adjusters on the phone talking real nice to you, just hoping they can get you to settle for less and that you don't know what is owed to you, because it could be a significant amount of money. You know, an 18-wheeler hits you, commercial vehicle, something like that, tons and tons of power throwing you up against the wall, turning your life upside down, literally and figuratively. You don't know how you're going to get around for the rest of your life. You might have to change careers. And, you know, all these things, there is a dollar figure that can be put on it. You and I, we probably don't know what that dollar figure is, but the Frankels do. They've been doing this for so long. You know, they used to work for the insurance companies, and then they changed sides, and DFW has benefited in a major way over the three decades they've been protecting victims of negligence. And that's who we recommend above all others. Hurt not your fault. Call them right there, roadside, the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. You can jump online at frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get that. Rain Man Cold.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
Oh, Pete Bavakwa. The AD at Notre Dame, he is ticking people off. He criticized the ACC in multiple media appearances since Notre Dame did not get into the college football playoff, including yesterday when during a news conference he alleged the conference orchestrated a sustained, targeted social media campaign against the Irish. Well, what has the ACC done since this? They've tried to pivot. Pivot! They said, if you're leaving teams out of the playoff that can win the national championship, then you don't have the right numbers, said ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips yesterday when advocating for expanding the college football playoff from the current 12-team field in an interview with The Athletic, as he is now trying to just say, hey, we weren't going against Notre Dame. The issue here is not us. It is the fact that we only have 12 teams. We need 16. He said he would like 16. He thinks 16 is the correct number, and they may even explore expanding it to more teams. Look, if you go past 16, then this thing is just washed. And now the regular season is absolutely meaningless. That is some of the beauty of college football. You've got to win every week. You need that pressure. Now, you can sustain a loss. I guess Texas would argue otherwise if you were to play a Texas-Ohio State week one. I think other teams would look at this and be like, all right, well, in the past, have I scheduled a legit competitor in week one and been able to withstand that? I think the answer is yes. But you can't go past 16. I think 16 is the absolute max. I wouldn't be upset if they did do 16, maybe 14 would be ideal. But the ACC is kind of trying to pivot, get back in the good graces of Notre Dame. Big 12 commissioner.
Gutless. They went after you.
I know. Okay? I hate this.
Just call it what it is. We would make more money as a conference if Miami is in. We would get no benefit from Notre Dame being in. So everybody in this sport is looking out for their best financial interests. I don't know why it's so confusing for Notre Dame to understand that.
Right. And if Notre Dame wanted to get the benefit of the ACC maybe defending them, then join the conference in football.
Thank you.
But what they've got to do now is, I guess, save some face because Notre Dame does have their other athletic sports involved in the ACC. But I loved what Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark
said. Yeah, they're kissing their ass because they want Notre Dame to join their conference fully in football, too, and make money on the back end there. And it's just, it's pathetic.
Well, and he was, you know, arguing, well, I've got a great relationship with Greg Sankey. maybe I should just go ahead and stop scheduling these ACC opponents in football, and I'll schedule more SEC ones or other conferences. Whatever, Notre Dame. You're acting like a bunch of crybabies, in my opinion.
The whole sport is. The whole sport of college football is the biggest crybabies in sports.
It is.
It's constant.
Can I say something on behalf of Notre Dame?
Yeah. Yep. Go for it.
Any conference that pulls Notre Dame as a member becomes a very powerful conference. When you start to talk about having a table or having a seat at the table.
Yeah.
If you have Notre Dame, and that's why I think Notre Dame, they want to keep their independence. What's going to be a problem for them now that everybody's going to 9 games with their scheduling or want to go like the SEC, it's going to be hard for them. One of the ways they stay independent is being able to schedule games. And so they could be in a little bit of a problem when teams go to these 9 games and being able to schedule them when it comes to, like, early in the year, it's fine. But later in the year when you have to play conference games, it becomes a little bit of a problem. But I think that Notre Dame, if they were ever to join a conference, that becomes a very, very powerful conference by having them there. I think the ACC would absolutely love Notre Dame to show up. Because
no doubt.
Look what the ACC had to do by going out. They had to go all the way out west. What did the Big Ten do? They picked up Oregon. They picked up USC. Mm-hmm. They picked up UCLA.
Washington.
Washington. What did the ACC do? The ACC picked up Stanford, Cal.
SMU.
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about the West Coast, you know.
But I get what you're saying.
But the power of the teams that they picked up, like Notre Dame gives a conference credibility. And I sound like I'm pimping for them here, but I'm not. I'm just saying though that I know their brand and their power of their brand and what it does for like eyeballs. And so, like I say, the Notre Dame could get all mad and pissed off about the ACC and all that, but in actuality, the ACC needs Notre Dame. They do need those. They need those eyeballs and stuff for their games.
Well, Brett Yormark took issue with what Notre Dame athletic director Pete Bavakwa has been saying. Here was Brett Yormark's comments on the matter.
I will say this. And I'm a little outspoken about it. I don't like how Notre Dame's reacted to it.
So, okay,
I think Pete's his behavior has been egregious. It's been egregious going after Jim Phillips when they saved Notre Dame during COVID. We all knew, and it was very transparent. Hunter was very transparent about it. The chair, that as Notre Dame and Miami got closer together, head to head would be a factor. Okay, BYU lost. They became closer together, head-to-head, and made a difference in that decision. So I think he is totally out of bounds in his approach, and if he was in the room, I'd tell him the same thing.
I love it. I think what he said was spot on right there from Brett Yormark. I mean, he is right. I forgot about 2020 when Notre Dame wanted to play football, and the ACC said, all right, we're going to help you here. But in something that was released a couple of days ago, the draw for Notre Dame when it comes to largest TV viewership, it is decreasing. People are not watching Notre Dame as much as they used to. In fact, Notre Dame did not register in any outside. They had one game in the top 20 of the most watched of the entire season this year in college football, and that was against Miami.
And I think you're probably in a situation, again, this is me just looking at it from the outside, when ESPN got the SEC network and they got SEC football, their interest, how many times have we seen the non-Notre Dame NBC home game get put on the national stage? Oh, how many times? I mean, it's like, oh, Kurt Herbstreit is, you know, they're at Stanford or USC, they're somewhere else. Like, they're doing a Notre Dame game. But when ABC and ESPN got SEC football, there was no need to have Notre Dame anymore. Maybe that's why some of the eyeballs have been down, because, yes, they play on the national platform of NBC and the Peacock brand, but they're not. We didn't catch them on some of the ABC or ESPN stuff like we had in the past. Maybe that's why some of their viewership is down.
Yeah, I don't think going independent helps. You know, it's kind of like Jerry wanting to be in the NFC East so you could get exposure in D.C. and New York and Philadelphia.
Right.
But I remember, like, the late 80s and early 90s, Brian, what you're saying about Notre Dame being the Cowboys of college football was true, and they were larger than life. But something's changed, and I think it's I don't know if they've managed to capture the young audience. They age and older is still Notre Dame very popular.
Well, the problem is what? Over the last 25 years, like, you can count on one hand the amount of really good seasons Notre Dame's had. Obviously, last year was one. They made the run to the national championship, and Marcus Freeman, I think, is doing a fantastic job with the program. But they weren't really, like, what built them up by winning national championships and that glory. They did lose over the last two decades. So that might have something to do with the prestige and the aura of Notre Dame is not what it was when you guys were growing up, you know, compared to my childhood. Like, it was the Bush push year was the first year that Notre Dame really registered for me. What was that, like 04, 05, when they had Brady Quinn, they had Jeff Samardzija? Like, other than that, Notre Dame had not been, I was born in 91, Notre Dame really been that great.
The last two national championship games they've been in, they've gotten slapped around.
That's also true.
They got slapped around, you know, last year, and then they got slapped around against Alabama, you know? So, I mean, they've had some, was the Alabama or Georgia?
Yeah, it was Alabama.
Alabama, I think, slapped them around pretty good. That was Manti Te'o's team, I think.
Yes, it was.
That got slapped around pretty good.
No, that's also a good point. I mean, when they've been in those games, they haven't performed.
They haven't
well.
Delivered like they've had in the past.
They haven't. Last thing here in the college football authority, Troy Aikman. Don't ask him for any NIL money.
I don't blame him.
He ain't giving it to you. He said, I gave money to a kid at UCLA. I won't mention who. I've done it one time at UCLA, and I've never met the young man. He was there a year. He left after the year. I wrote a sizable check, and he went to another school. I didn't even get so much as a thank you note. So it's one of those deals to where I'm done with NIL. I want to see UCLA be successful, but I'm done with it.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be up to individual alumni. Like, I don't know why you would give money unless you could get advertising out of it. The star player reading your spots or tweeting about you or something like that. But
if you're
just an alumni throwing in money, you're a mark. You know what I'm saying?
You got teams like Utah and SMU now, man. They're making this a business. Utah entered a landmark private equity agreement, raising $500 million, first of its kind agreement that could set a new precedent as universities seek competitive edges in college athletics revenue sharing. SMU also doing something similar. They've launched their own division for NIL deals.
Yeah, SMU is not a dumb place.
Mm-mm.
They did this back in the 80s. They had this thing figured out way before everybody else had it figured out. So good for them. You knew that SMU was probably going to be ahead of the game with how smart the folks are over there.
Yep. There's your Darnie.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Okay, we got 10 questions that must be answered in the final month of the Cowboys season coming up next year on The Fan.
But we got to talk Prize Picks. Man, last night was glorious watching Stars hockey. Yeah, I went ahead, and I did the more on the shots on goal for our guy Mika Rantanen, and boy, did he hit. And that's so simple. It's so easy on Prize Picks. All you're going to do, you're going to pick two or more player stat projections, and if you're right, your lineup, you're going to light up here when it comes to your winnings. And it's easy when it comes to playing Prize Picks, and we got a deal for you, Tolas. You've heard me mention this a lot, but if you haven't used it yet, I want you to go ahead and get some freebies. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code TOLO, that's T-O-L-O, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TOLO to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. You can mix and match. So if you want to go more or less on, say, the Ryan Nemhard assists, you want to go more or less on the Cooper Flag points, rebounds, and assists. As I mentioned, you got hockey available for you. You got college sports. You got MMA, boxing, and football, more or less on, say, the George Pickens receptions on Sunday night. Yes, please. You know he's bouncing back in a big way. So download that Prize Picks app. Use that promo code TOLO. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for details.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.